AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran says the Strait of Hormuz has reopened, but President Trump says the blockade on Iranian ships and ports will stay in force. There are now ceasefires in effect in Lebanon and Iran. In Paris, European leaders like British Prime Minister Keir Starmer want to make sure the reopening of the Strait is workable and lasting.
We agreed to accelerate our military planning. I can confirm that along with France, the UK will lead a multinational mission to protect freedom of navigation as soon as conditions allow.
Italy was also represented at that meeting.
Premier
Giorgia Meloni says, as far as we are concerned, we will do everything possible to help consolidate both the ceasefire in Lebanon, very precious for the mediation of the U.S., as well as the prospect of a resumption of negotiations to end the conflict in Iran. Oil prices dropped 13% and stocks are soaring. President Trump is making a blunt demand of Israel in the ceasefire with Hezbollah in Lebanon. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Israel and Lebanon agreed yesterday to a 10-day truce, with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu saying it came at the president's urging.
It's very exciting. I think we're going to have a deal.
This morning, the president writes Israel is prohibited by the U.S. from bombing Lebanon, adding enough is enough. It's unclear whether that ban is on both offensive and defensive strikes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate approved a short-term renewal until April 30th of a controversial surveillance program used by U.S. spy agencies. The early action follows a post-midnight session in the House after Republicans revolted and refused President Trump's push for a longer extension. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has no plans to resign over the appointment of Peter Mandelson as UK ambassador to Washington, despite Mandelson's failing security checks and connection to Jeffrey Epstein. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Oil prices are falling by more than 10%, and Wall Street is rallying towards another record after Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is fully open. That would allow oil tankers to leave the Persian Gulf again and carry crude to customers worldwide. The S&P 500 rallied 1.1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow jumped 931 points. That's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Stocks have rallied about 12% since late March on hopes that the U.S. and Iran can avoid a worst-case scenario for the global economy. Treasury yields fell in the bond market as worries about higher inflation eased. The yield on the 10-year Treasury dropped to 4.23%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Notre Dame and Villanova will open the college basketball season November 1st in Rome with a men's women's doubleheader. Pope Leo graduated from Villanova. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.